Officials in Los Angeles are calling for a citywide curfew of outdoor automated teller machines after dark. If the city council approves the curfew, it would be the first of its kind in the country. The proposal is prompted by a string of robberies at local ATMs. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Over the past 3 months, three people have been killed while using ATMs at night in Los Angeles. The latest slaying happened on Sunday, just after Gerald Anderson, a 31-year-old postal worker, made a withdrawal from the Great Western Bank in the Crenshaw District at 3 in the morning. His assailant, whose picture was caught by surveillance cameras, has still not been caught. There's now a $60,000 reward for information leading to his capture. In response to this and other nighttime assaults and robberies, City Council member Mark Ridley Thomas is asking for a citywide curfew on ATMs from dusk till dawn.
We have to make it much more difficult for criminals to prey on innocent and unwitting people. And we also ask the banks to voluntarily impose restricted hours.
The city council is set to vote on the proposed ordinance next Tuesday, and it could begin as early as next month. It would only apply to outdoor bank machines, not those located in supermarkets, malls, or in the 13 Los Angeles police substations that now have them. Some banks already restrict their hours of service at ATMs. L.A. City Attorney James Hahn, another curfew supporter, likens the restrictions to laws that require drivers to buckle their seatbelts. But some bankers don't agree.
I think it's a draconian and unreasonably restrictive kind of imposition on the rights of individuals to get access to their cash and conduct their personal finances.
John Stafford is a spokesman for the California Bankers Association.
The banking industry is as concerned as anybody could be about these rare and savage crimes. And we're working and have been working for years with law enforcement to try to reduce them. But we don't believe this proposed ordinance is a reasonable way to go about solving the problem or responding to it.
Stafford says customers are bound to be annoyed if access to their bank accounts is limited. Also, the curfew would practically eliminate after-hours banking in some areas, such as South Central or East L.A., where there aren't many ATMs and supermarkets or other places exempt from the curfew. Stafford also points to surveys demonstrating that the number of crimes at bank machines are going down, even as the use of ATMs is up. New police statistics show there were 45 ATM robberies in the city of Los Angeles this year. That's about 7 robberies or attempted robberies each month, compared to 20 a month in 1992. I'm Mandalit Del Barco in Los Angeles.